praise God again, and I just thank the Lord for how he has blessed us and for all that he's going to do. I'm just going to say a quick prayer. Father, we praise you for your goodness, and we do praise you for your mercy. God, we thank you, Lord. We woke up this morning. We still had our minds stayed on you. Now, Father, as I prepare to minister your word, God, Lord, allow your Holy Spirit to minister this word to our hearts that we may live thereby. Let it come through clear and people knowing that this is the word that we need to live by. And God, we thank you. We thank you in advance of what you are going to do. And we praise and glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're talking tonight about remain watchful and prayerful. Remain watchful and prayerful. And you'll find me in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, the 18th verse. I'm going to start there. Praise God. And I know this is a powerful word, and I tell you, I know God gave it to me at a time like this, and we just need to be reminded that we need to watch at all times and be prayerful. Amen. So Ephesians 6 and 18. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Praise God. And we're going to break this down because this is a powerful, powerful scripture that Paul has given the church in Ephesians. It's loaded with information. It's loaded with power. It's loaded for strength for us if we know how to apply the word of God. First off, it said, praying always, and that's ever going, ongoing, praying always, which simply means standing always. Standing no matter what the trials or tribulations are, no matter what we are confronted with, standing always. Standing on what? Standing on the word of God. So it's saying praying always, standing always. That means not giving up. You know, we're not throwing in the towel. Praise God, but we're going to stay in the fight. If you don't know this, I want you to know the fight is on. We're engaged in a spiritual fight, not a carnal fight, but we're talking about there is a spiritual fight. So standing always and remember this, the enemy, he comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. Or he's working overtime. He's working times when, as the scripture says this, when we, you and I are sleeping late at night, you know, the enemy is up trying to devise all kinds of things and schemes and things that he can put a trap in our ways and hinder you. But if you are praying always, standing always, and knowing that Christ came that we might have life and we can have that life more abundantly. First part of this, praying always. With all prayer and supplication. Let's read. I will be reading. I'm going to back up same chapter, but back up to the 13th verse. And you're going to know why we are praying always. Okay, the 13th verse in Ephesians 6 says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. We know this is the evil day for sure. And having done all to stand, he says, stand therefore, standing on the word of God. After we've done everything that you can know to do, you've prayed, you've fasted, and you believe in God, and just praying and remaining in the Spirit. But he says, keep on standing. In other words, you can also say, keep fighting the good fight of faith. So stand therefore. Knowing this, having your loins girt about with truth. See, you got to fight the way God says to fight. He says, have your loins girt about with truth. Mm-hmm. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And then he tells in the 16th verse, he says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all, not some of them, but all the fiery darts of the wicked. We know that we need to pray. We need to remain watchful and prayerful, because the enemy is like a roaring lion going to and forth, see whom he may devour. We can't afford to let the guard down, not even for a moment. The scripture again says, praying always. Amen. And then on, not only that, he's telling us how to equip ourselves. He's telling you how to fight this spiritual fight. So this is not a natural fight where you put on the gloves and you're going to fist fight and tell somebody a piece of your mind. Guess what? That doesn't work. That won't work at all. We need the spiritual. We need the force and the ammunition that God sends. Which we don't leave nothing uncovered. And then look at the 17th verse. It says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That's what it tells us, very plain. And then here we are from our base scripture tells us, and then after you've done all of that, he says, then I want you to pray. Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Praise God. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, for all, every believer, that we need to come together and pray as never before. And see, it's really something. It's not just local churches. This is churches all over. Where when pastor calls a prayer meeting, guess what? Folks that say, oh, that's nothing. I don't have time for that. Oh, I'll show up when maybe another time. We don't, the enemy, you won't have anything. You won't be strong enough to fight the enemy. You have to be equipped and standing, because let me tell you, every time you turn on the TV, people are just randomly shooting folks, and people are minding their own business, but yet they're just for no reason, just randomly shooting folks. You never heard of a time. It's so much mass killing and killing all over the world and so much going on. Let me tell you, if we are not covered, you don't have the covering. You don't have the helmet of salvation on. You don't even have your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You don't have your loins girt about with the breastplate of righteousness. We will not be able to stand. And then if you don't know the word of God, if you haven't taken the sword of the Spirit, what will you fight the enemy with? I want you to know the fight is on. This is a spiritual fight. This is a spiritual fight, and we only win it. We win it when we get in it with the Spirit and we pray in the Spirit. You know, when it says where it's a spiritual battle, we can't afford to let down our guard, as I said, not even for a minute. The fight is on. And the scripture tells us, fight the good fight of faith. Fighting the good fight of faith is about making a choice. It's a choice every single day you and I have to make, a choice to pursue God's will and a life of faith every single day on a daily basis. It's like getting up, washing your face, brushing your teeth. Even before your feet hit the floor, you ought to be in a spirit of prayer. There ought to be a prayer that's rolling in on the inside. We have to be on guard at all times. Say amen to that. It's about deciding to fight the temptations and the factors that pull us away from God. Instead of leaning into him, the enemy has designed things, say, or give you a no-care attitude or a nonchalant attitude. Oh, well, it's just a prayer. It's just a 20-minute prayer. Let me tell you, the Bible says, where two or three gather together in his name, we're touching an agreement. God promised to be in the midst, to bless the needed one. I don't know, do you have a need? I certainly do. Praise God. Does your family still need the prayer? Yes, my family certainly does. God is counting on us to remain watchful and remain prayerful. Jesus is soon to come. And he says, when I come back, will I find faith on the earth? Will I find people are standing? And then after all they're done to stand, they keep right on standing. Will I find the saints of God praying one for the other, covering yourself with prayer, covering your family with prayer, covering the saints with prayer, and cover them under the blood of Jesus. Amen. The enemy doesn't stand under the blood. Hallelujah. The enemy doesn't stand with the word of God. Think about this. If Jesus, even at his lowest point, when he was after fasting 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, the enemy, he's slick, and he'll come when you're down, when you're weak, if your guard is down. But if Jesus had to fight the enemy with the word of God, he said, Satan, it is written. Here he is, the word himself. Here he is, the God incarnated in the flesh. Here he is, fought the enemy with the word. So if he did that, where does that leave you and I? Is there any space for you to slack up? No, there isn't. There are a lot of trials, tribulations, different things that we go through, you go through, I'm going through, our family going through. But yet the word means what it says. Glory to God. Amen, amen. I want to comment one of the footnotes here on this particular scripture. You see, it's talking about praying always. Here's what it means in just layman terms. Prayer must be woven into all of our life, every bit of it. You see what it says? Praying always with all prayer. Amen. And supplication. See, and then we need to stay in regular communication with God and pray in the Spirit in order to access heaven's authority for intervention on earth. Whatever it is that we are petitioning the Lord, whatever we have before the Lord, we need to be able to get in touch with God. And how we do that? See, God is a spirit. He says, they that seek him, we must seek him in spirit and in truth. That's how we serve him. Glory to God. So in other words, we must be on the same page as the Spirit, as the leading of the Spirit, utilizing spiritual wisdom, which is the most powerful way to do that, is to pray God's word. Pray God's word back to him and apply it to every single situation. The scripture says, God says, put me in remembrance of my word. When we pray the word of God, we're praying victory. When we pray the word of God, we pray in strength. When we pray the word of God, we pray that we have become more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who loved us and he has given himself for us. Let's look at that word supplication. Supplication means to simply make a humble appeal or petition as we pray to our God Almighty, our Father. Humbly, we ask God earnestly in prayer. There is a request that we make, but we are able to access the throne of God by his grace. He gives us the grace, hallelujah, which he is supreme. He is superior. But yet, if we humble ourselves unto him and just seek his face humbly, and under his mighty hands, he will exalt. He will hear our prayer. He will deliver us. He will answer us. Say amen to that. See, in Hebrews 4:16, it says, let us therefore, come boldly. Since we know we got this grace, since he's told us to be praying with supplication in the Spirit. Therefore, he says, come on boldly unto the throne of grace. Yes, yes, that we may obtain mercy, and then we'll find the grace that we need to help us in our time of need. I don't know about you, but this is a time of need right now for us, especially even in our families. But yet and still, we know that God is yet on the throne. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or even think. But the scripture goes on further and says, according to the power that's working in us. again, what kind of power is working in you? Are you coming out to the prayer? Are you coming with expectation? Are you coming that you can come into the service with just great expectation, coming to give God the praise? Are you entering into the gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise? We need to do it God's way. We need to fight God's way. Be watchful and prayerful the way He says. So here's an example of a prayer supplication. For example, Lord, please, in the name of Jesus, spare my life. That's a day. We hear what the doctor's report says, but we're petitioning humbly. Say, Lord, please save my children, deliver them, set them free in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you the praise. I give you glory and honor. God, I'm worshiping you tonight in spirit and in truth. Supplication for all the saints. We have to pray one for the other. Yes, we are our brother's keeper. We've got to pray and uphold one another. It's saying in this scripture, perseverance, that means continued effort to do or achieve something despite the difficulties, despite the blocks in the road, despite failure, despite oppositions. That means we need to be steadfast and unmovable, as the scripture says. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you and I know that our labor is never in vain in the Lord. Glory to God. So we are making this appeal tonight. Remain. Stay there. Don't let the devil, don't let him catch you with your pants down, so to speak. Don't let him catch you in other words, you haven't clothed yourself. Don't let him catch you. Don't put yourself out there where you haven't taken on the whole armor of God. You know, don't let him catch you that you're not standing, you're not having your loins girt about with truth. Don't let him catch you with a point that you don't know the truth. So therefore, what you going to stand on? Because see, the truth, the Bible says, know the truth. The truth will set us free. And see, the Bible also tells us that heaven and earth shall pass away. He said, but my truth, but the sword of the Spirit shall never pass away. And we know what the scripture says. God is not slack concerning his promises. So I encourage every one of us, take on the shield of faith. Build your faith. Take on that shield, because we're going to need it to fight against the fiery darts of the wicked and the helmet, and make sure we take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. We have to fight God's way. Again, the fight is on. It's a time that we need to know how to apply the blood of Jesus. And it's more than just coming in on first Sundays and recognizing the communion. That's important. That's very important. But then what are you going to do with it? The blood of Jesus has life. It is as strong today as it was many, many years ago. There's power in the blood of Jesus. I encourage us tonight to remain watchful, remain prayerful, pray one for the other, pray the strength, strengthen one another, encourage one another, as the scripture says with these words, and in knowing that when we come together on one accord, there's no way the enemy can break that division, if only if we allow him to. But we have to come together in one accord, believe in God. There's no distance in prayer. We can pray here and believe God to move all over the world. Prayer is one of the most powerful tools that we have. So don't take it lightly. We have got to pray. Oh, is it going to be easy all the time? Oh, no. It's not going to be. That's where the word perseverance comes in. I'm determined. I'm going to persevere in prayer. Do we feel like praying all the time? No, the body don't feel like doing it all the time. But when we hear the Spirit, that's what he says, in the Spirit, make your requests in the spirit. And as you pray in the spirit, God, you connecting with heaven. Hallelujah. And you're knowing that God is real because his word means what it says, and it says what it means. So remain watchful and steadfast in prayer. Amen. I hope that you've been blessed with that. I know I have. And this is a time that we need to, every time we need to pray, it is right now. Right now, it's so many people that are walking around uncovered. Even if it takes more, it needs more than just coming to church. You got to be the church. You got to walk the church. You have to take it. Put ye on Jesus Christ every single day. And don't let nothing stay uncovered, but you keep yourself covered under the blood of Jesus and the word of God. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we glorify you. And Father, we just thank you tonight. I thank you, God, because you're so good and you're so real. And we thank you, Father, for the word that you've given us. Your word. Your word is quick and is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Father, I thank you, Lord, for every single person that's on this line, that's listening to the word of God tonight. God, your word will never go out and return to you void. But this word that I've spoken here tonight is your word. And this word is not going to go out and return to you void, but it's already accomplished. It's already accomplished that which you have purposed it to do. God, you've already purposed the right persons to be on this prayer line tonight. You've already ordained that we hear this truth. You already said, know the truth. Your truth is what makes us free. And God, I thank you that, God, when we apply your word, when we fight the good fight of faith, when we persevere in prayer, when we offer supplication in prayer for all saints at all times, God, knowing that we can stand and that we can make it, you have given us victory. Victory through Jesus Christ, through the shed blood. That Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you that Jesus, you have taken the keys from the enemy. And God, you open the door where we can have life, eternal life, and we can have life abundantly, that we can walk in the light as you're in the light. We will continue to have fellowship one with the other. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we have the freedom to come to church. We have the freedom to enter into your courts. We have the freedom to come and pray. We have the freedom to hear the word of God. We have the freedom tonight, as the scripture has said, that we can come. We can come without money. We can come without price, and that we can draw from the waters of the wells of salvation. Father, that we thank you tonight, God. We bless you, God, in spite of all that's going on in this world. God, we thank you, Lord, because, God, you have already provided for us. You already, God, have made a way that we can dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, and we can continue to abide under the shadow. Hallelujah. We have a hiding place in you tonight, God. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you, Lord, oh my God, for your word tonight. We thank you, Lord God, because we know your word is true. Hallelujah. I thank you for every person that's listening tonight, that this word will apply and live by your word, and come closer to you, that draw nearer. God, you say, if we draw near to you, you will draw near to us, God. We praise you. We thank you, God, that we don't have such a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, God. When we pray, God, and supplement before you, and persevere before you, God, you promise, you hear our word. Hallelujah. You hear our cry. That David said, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Hallelujah. And then the poor man said, you delivered him out of all of the troubles. God, we there's trouble lurking in our lives tonight. There's sickness, God. Oh, my God. My Lord. People that don't know you, they need salvation. We pray for the deliverance of healing, God. Deliverance, God. People that need salvation, God, that don't know you as their personal Savior. You said that if my people who are called by my name, if we will humble ourselves, if we would pray and turn from our wicked ways, you promise to hear from heaven. You promise, oh God, to heal the land. Our land needs healing, God. Hallelujah. Stir up the pure minds of your people all over the place. Stir up our minds, God. Give us, God, that Holy Ghost boost, that we will seek you, God, as never before, that we will cry loud and that we will spare not, God. We believe it, God, and I pray that upon every single person on this line, that's pray the strength, God. I pray the peace, God, your peace that surpasses all understanding, that keeps us, God, each and every single day. Father, tonight, God, I persevere and I supplement you and I supplication for my son Michael tonight. You know all about him, God. Hallelujah, God. You brought him out of ICU. God, you're able, God. He's able to breathe on his own. Father, I thank you for victory. God, I see what I see, but Lord, I know what I know. I know what your word said, that you are the Lord thy God. God, who healeth him, God, who delivered him, set him free, God. I pray for his family. I pray for LaShawn. I pray for Kira. I pray for Danny. I pray for their strength, God. Hallelujah, Lord, that they will stand. And after they've done all the stand, they continue to stand in faith. Hallelujah. God, we are determined that we're going to believe the report of the Lord. We hear the report of the doctors. And God, we know what your report says. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. It's the children's bread that we be healed. Father, in the name of Jesus, there's people that on this line tonight, even their family members, that need healing in their body, healing in their mind. They need strength on tonight, God. Hallelujah, God. We pray, God, that you will grant that healing, that you would deliver and you would just set free on tonight. We need you, God. We need you right now. Hallelujah. Praying for Marnie's branch and strengthen her, God. Continue to bless Judy Scruggs. Continue to bless and heal. Continue to bless her. Our pastor, Calvin Booker, continue, God. Oh, my God. To rain down the love and the power of the Holy Spirit. My God, I present to you my little grandson, Malik Doyle, that God, that you would intervene, God. Oh, God, that you have him in your hollow of your hands. That God, that you would just have your way in his life. Healing, God. Strength, God. Peace, God. Strength from his mother and his father, God. Strength, God. We call on you tonight as humble as we know how to. Hallelujah. We call on you, Father. Remember Reverend Anderson. Healing for her body, healing in her back. Strength, God, in the name of Jesus, do it for your will. Do it for your glory. Mother Dolores Lickens, strength for her. Continue strength every single day. Bless God up. Deacon Walter Brown, continue strength, God up. Oh, God up. Lift him up, lift him up higher, God up. In the name of Jesus. Remember Sister Betty Ann Davis, God, continuously, God, as she fights the good fight of faith, as she's holding on to your promises, move by your spirit, God. Have your way. Allow you, send your word and heal tonight. Send your word and healing for my sister Denise Sally. Strengthen her even the more. Strengthen her family. Shanae, God. Little Rod, God. Big Rod, God. Remember them. You know, oh God. You know all about us, God. Hallelujah. You know what we have need of. Father, we pray for every member of our church that you would bless them. them, God. Bless their homes. Bless what they're set their hands to do, God. Oh, God, when we come together, God, let the power of the Holy Ghost be in the midst, God. Fill our temple, hallelujah. Let it overflow tonight. Let us come in with one mind, one purpose, God, to worship you in spirit, worship you in truth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we've come this far by faith, leaning and dependent upon you. We pray, God, for every officer, every person that has a position there, that knowing what to do and how to do it, in moving in the spirit. Oh, God, we thank you for the playground project, that we see it coming to pass. Oh, God, have your way, God. There are hearts that you are yet to touch, and we thank you in advance. There are people that you are yet to touch that can give things to you, to us, that will make it to come to pass, Lord. We thank you for what you've already done, because you said all good and all perfect gifts, they come from above. God, we bless you and we praise you, God. Oh, my God, make ways, God. People that need jobs, Lord, work it out, God. People, that, God, that know, they know what your word says. Let them know that you will provide for them, that you are the Lord thy God that provides, hallelujah, that will meet all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you for our pastor. We thank you, Lord, those in leadership, our ministers. We thank you, Lord, not only our church, but all the churches, all the people of the Most High God. You just said in your word that we are to pray. And always pray and supplication in the spirit. That's we humble ourselves, and we're watching and with all perseverance, and we are supplication for all the saints, all the people of God. God, we just thank you, Lord. We pray your word, God. We pray your word tonight. You are the Lord, thy God, that heals us. We know we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah. There's no other God like you. Hallelujah. That we worship you tonight in spirit and in truth. We will worship you, God, at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Those members of our church, Lord, that aren't able to come to church, Miss Virginia Monroe, God, strengthen her, encourage her, encourage her family, encourage those that keep her encouraging, taking care of her in the name of Jesus. Remember Sister Shirley Cooper and Deacon Robert Cooper. God, remember them in a special way. Encourage, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Remember those that are bereaved tonight. Hallelujah, God. You know how to lift their spirit. Lift them up where they belong. Hallelujah. Lift them up, God. You know how to comfort. You will comfort us, God, in the spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We will bless you. We'll bless you at all times. Hallelujah. God, I pray even for our truck drivers. Lord God, all of them, you know them name by name, that you keep them covered under the blood. We send forth prayer. We send forth the anointing. We send forth the angels of the Lord that will camp around about them and keep them in all their ways. We send forth the angels of the Lord even around, surrounding our children as they get on the school bus, even in the schools, God. Oh, God, we send forth the anointing of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you tonight. There's nobody like you tonight, God. And we glorify you, God. We give your name the praise. We give your name glory. Hallelujah. We give you honor tonight. We worship you tonight in spirit and in truth.
Yes, Lord.
On this line, help me to give God the praise with somebody on this line. Worship him tonight. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Yes, God, we pour our hearts out to you. We pour our hearts out to you tonight, God. Hallelujah. We're looking up to you, God. You're the author. You're the finisher of our faith. God, we look to you, God. Hallelujah. You are the great I am. Hallelujah. We know that you have us on your mind tonight. Strengthen tonight. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to your name. We magnify you. Glorify you tonight. In Jesus' name. And we thank you for the answer. We thank you for these petitions. We thank you for the supplication. We thank you for persevering in the Spirit, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, meet every single need on this line. Every single need. You know the need. You know name by name. You know the families that are represented on this line. Have your way. Do it for your will. Do it according to your word. In Jesus' name, we bless you at all times. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. And we say thank you. Hallelujah, God, we say thank you. Hallelujah, we say thank you tonight. Hallelujah. You are so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Every act of kindness, every encouraging word we receive, we say thank you for that, God. And we will bless you and worship you and thank you for the answer. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So I thank God, hallelujah. I thank God for every one of you that dialed into this prayer line tonight. Truly, I trust the Lord that you've been blessed. I trust God that you've been inspired. I trust God that you've been lifted up in the Spirit. And no matter what it is that we face, I said we face, we're going through tonight. But yet, so I'm saying we're going through. We're not going to stay where we are, but we are going through because God gives us the strength. Hallelujah. Praise God to go through and in his name. So with that, I'm a little bit over my time, but that's all right. We're still on time. We're giving God praise and glory. So you continue to be blessed. Bless somebody else. Love on someone else. Encourage someone else. As the scripture says, persevere for all saints that you be able to stand and come out with the victory. So I love you. Pastor loves you. Keep us in your prayers. We need your prayers. You need mine. I need your prayers as well. We love you tonight. And I'm going to say good night and be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Good night.